Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Fuck it, I'm gonna say my piece.
Nakia was a wee little girl, and a wee little girl was she. She had horrible taste in men all the time, and boy, do we see.
Y'all, that's the song Zakia,
which I'm still amazed you know. Because it's not something that...
Hey, Nakia, come down from here, because you're going to get fucked over today.
Maybe I'm wrong. I just never imagined in, like, people who were practicing Catholics knowing a lot of music that were, like, kids' songs.
Yeah, I think it's universal.
Did you learn that at the Baptist
Church?
No,
I learned that second grade, Mrs. Hahn.
Second grade
Sunday school.
Oh.
Mrs. Hahn.
No, catechism.
What do you mean?
You went to Sunday school?
Yes.
Why did I think that there was no Sunday school in Catholic churches? They called it catechism.
No, we called it Sunday school. I mean, it wasn't like a... Yeah, we went every Sunday. My mom ran the program for 17 years.
Honey, I believe you.
She doesn't believe in God now.
I just didn't know it was called Sunday school.
We called it Sunday school, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it's called... catechism in other places. I've only heard it called that when other people would talk about going to school. I thought catechism was proper, like you go to a Catholic school.
I don't know. I wasn't raised in the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Anyway, y'all, Sunday school, who knew? Fuckboy Island, y'all, season 1, episode 5, there's something about Nakia. That's why I say that song.
Is there?
But as Poodle said, y'all, let's get to it. We were left with a cliffhanger.
Fuck it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live.
So, again, y'all, it was a double elimination. Kind of a non-issue men were eliminated, except for Casey, who CJ nominated to punish him.
Yes. And so she didn't expect for him to be
eliminated.
Eliminated.
It was interesting.
He was...
Nikki kind of twisted the knife even more. Nikki Glaser said, "Sorry, ladies, you know these men aren't doing it for you. Stop fucking around." And this is where things started to change in the show for me.
I agree with what you said. This show set it up that the women are going to fuck with the men, and the producers kind of said, "No, actually, we're going to fuck with all of you."
Yeah,
which I enjoy.
So. Casey says, "I'm going to say my piece."
Aren't nice people.
No, they want to see your reaction.
And I mean, I try to be a nice person, but if I'm producing something, I'm going to be honest. I will manipulate the situation just to get the best.
Remind me to never sign on to a show you produce.
I totally will. I have no problem with it. No problem.
So. He kind of says, so yeah.
He's just spilling the guts.
I fuck up one time and it's really not that bad. She's like,
CJ says, yeah, this wasn't me.
This isn't part of my game plan, she said.
She said, and Casey says, I just want to say my feelings. I tried to tell you. You wouldn't hear me out. And then
you dismiss me.
He really does something horrible. He says, that speaks volumes about you,
yeah.
CJ.
And
Which
then he goes on to say,
you don't deserve any of these guys. None of them. And I just want to remind you, y'all.
It's shitty.
He just told us he's a fuckboy.
Yep.
So we don't even know if he is here, if he's had a change of heart, and now he really is into...
Right.
We never know. We still don't know. Does he? He says he cares about CJ, but he's also never said, I've changed my F-boy ways.
He hasn't.
We don't know if he's still playing the game, because a part of me is like, I think you're just wanting to burn the house down so that way she pines over you and you can get back in the game.
I think that is a very obvious reaction. I'm going to put forth another one.
But yeah, but that's one of the things you have to contemplate. Because
I'm going
to
put forth that he's so raw in that minute that he did not, he thought she would play that game.
I don't believe him well enough for that, to be honest.
I think he's so emotional at this point.
Uh-huh.
He's...
Okay, I guess this is he emotional because he's not going to be with CJ, or is he emotional because he's afraid he's going to get kicked out of the game? Because I agree with you, it's a raw emotional moment, but I don't know which one is...
But I don't think... He's just admitted he's a fuckboy. I think he wouldn't have the same emotional fortitude if it was just the game.
Really?
No.
If he didn't want to be a star and didn't want to get $100,000?
But it would have come off as colder.
Okay.
This was heated.
This was heated. And he, you know, CJ admits, she's like, yes, I use
calm. He would have been nastier if he was... And colder.
Yes. And CJ says, I use comedy to deflect. That's something I do. And Casey again says, you don't deserve any of them.
Especially Sean. That's the nicest guy I've ever met.
You don't deserve him in the slightest. And this really...
It's horrible to say on television.
This is cruel because it's that idea of, y'all, what if we know people in our lives who, we said at the beginning of the show, and you said this, like you said when the show started, you were like, y'all, I'm CJ, or I was CJ. I think we've talked about how people, we all do this in our 20s, but especially you can be, CJ wants to be, she makes these jokes, she deflects these things because it's hard for her to be vulnerable. And we've both talked about how as we've gotten older, that's just something you want to cut this shit.
28?
I think she's like mid-late 20s.
This is when you can start having relationships that mean something. So
yeah, but when you're 23?
No. Yeah. Who's 23?
No, I'm just saying when you're at that age.
I think all the women are late 20s.
I think they're late 20s.
Yeah.
I think. Nikia might be younger. Who knows?
So,
But he's pissed, but he's also, this is where the show's confused. You're pissed that you didn't have a connection, but you're a fuckboy. And this show has set us up that fuckboy's bad, nice guy's good.
This is a problem.
So I'm watching this and I'm going, that for me, I was like, I don't believe anything you're saying because you've just said you're a fuckboy. How do I believe you?
And I agree with that. And that's why, but they've already gone that way with, this is why I accept it a little bit more. They've already gone that way with Garrett. Mm-hmm. That Sarah is that the show is about redeeming fuckboys.
But Garrett is like the worst of fuckboys.
I know. But
he literally
Sarah,
talked about dicking down
Sarah
a woman.
Sarah sees something
which
in him.
Turned me on.
Sarah sees something in him. I don't get it either.
Yeah, Sarah sees that big dick.
I don't know. I think there is selective editing because Sarah seems like the most sensible of them.
Yeah.
And...
Sorry, I said that really like
yeah, and like Barry Darcy wow. So I feel like there might have been selective editing there. I thought
and Casey even says she's gonna run all over these guys.
Yeah,
but again, I'm like, but the show set up, they've been ran over by guys, so it's like,
I think he was...
But you're saying this, but you're a fuckboy that's ran over women.
Right, right, right.
So it's kind of like...
But here's the thing. He doesn't see himself. He said, I came here as a fuckboy. He does not see himself in the same vein as any of these guys.
Yes, but this show kind of puts it on that these women are supposed... It's all about this, is it an eye for an eye?
Yeah.
A dick for a dick?
That's what I'm saying. This is middle tier of these shows.
The show's kind of broken down.
Yeah, and wait till we get to next episode.
I haven't watched yet.
Oh, come on. Yes, you have.
I did, because we're going to do a podcast after.
So he's outside doing, and in the moment, She just sidles up to him.
That's what I love about this.
And
it kind of like fucks all the rules.
And you know what? She is destroyed. She's that same comedy girl and, mm-hmm. and who would have like who had all the power a minute mm-hmm. ago. She's like, I didn't want this to happen. And the thing is, and she goes, it wasn't my fault. And
she said, I wish you hadn't been so harsh.
I wish you hadn't been so harsh. Yeah.
Yeah.
At that point, she could have twisted things and said, I didn't mean for this to happen. I made a mistake in eliminating you. She does not take responsibility for putting him up for elimination.
No, she does says, she's like, we have the... best connection. We know that I did not eliminate you. She
said, but still, she didn't take any responsibility for it.
And she said, you're special to me, and I'm sorry that things didn't go. That things went that way.
But she still put him up for elimination.
She did. She did. But
that was to punish him.
But think about it. If you were playing this game, that's a classic poodle. You probably would have done that
though?
Too. Thinking he was not getting eliminated.
And I would have said, and I'm so sorry for doing that.
Yeah. And I agreed. I think it would have helped if she just would have...
Just taken some responsibility.
Yes. And said, I'm sorry for that. But
and,
y'all, they go to Limbro.
I think that's all he wants. I think all he wants is for her to have some type of vulnerability.
I don't know what he wants because he's a fuck
boy.
I still don't trust him.
You're not reading the tea leaves of how he's been set up the entire show.
I am reading that, but I also think Casey is your type.
Doesn't matter who's my type.
But I mean, if that like influences you of like, I want to believe
I'm saying the storytelling of the show has been her saying it's us from day one.
The storytelling of the show is that he's actually the hero of the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way they're setting up.
Exactly.
I know that.
That's why I'm putting it across to you.
But I don't believe him still.
I get that.
Because.
I'm saying he is their version of fuckboy with a heart.
Yes.
And that's why I believe him.
Okay.
I'm going on what the storytelling of the show
is telling
me.
I still don't trust him.
I agree.
Peter's face at Limbro whenever CJ walks in, they're just like, gung, gung. Anyway, they're gone, y'all. It's the next day.
So, the next thing CJ is talking about, I didn't know I was this guarded.
And this
is where it feels like we're 4 days past this.
Oh,
all
really?
Of a sudden. Yeah.
This is literally the middle of the show.
I guess
this is episode 5. There's 10 episodes.
I guess I'm saying it just feels like that.
I felt like this was the right moment for this. You didn't?
No, I do. I'm saying it seems a lot for this to happen the next day.
Oh, see, that made sense to me because she realized.
I'm saying I don't think she could make that quick. It would take her a couple of days.
I don't know. Because she seemed, like you said, she seemed pretty destroyed.
Maybe maybe the shell shocked.
And he called her on that. And maybe it was the producer who said, this needs to be your plot point. Who knows?
Yeah.
But she does say, she's like, she admits, I'm guarded. My walls are up high. I use comedy. And I haven't really been letting people see me.
What you said about the last show, that's when they bring in a therapist from a workshop and they all do things about letting down your walls instead of fuckboys. But we never see any of that.
No.
It's all about waiting for the F-boys to drop their walls.
Agreed. I think it's definitely the show wants to position itself as an anti-misogynist show.
It does.
But they don't realize in waiting for the men to drop their behavior, you're still giving power to the men.
Hey, thank you. That's exactly right.
Because it's this idea of if we're starting to get in this consciousness now of equality means we all are working on these things.
Right.
We all are evolving. But yet we're waiting for meathead men to evolve.
And we can't just do the mirror image of something and everything works. No,
we
yeah,
can't just shake the puzzle pieces and everything goes upside down. The women are in charge now. Everything's gonna be great.
Yep.
Shake the sugar tree till you feel your left falling. All around me.
When you ever hear a pause on a podcast, know that especially when he sings something or says something that's so weird, the look on my face is like,
it's like an orangutan
of just said, would you like to hear the specials tonight, sir?
It's true.
And I just go, I don't get it.
Maddie Tonkin Tonkin mix, it's on it.
All right.
Spotify.
Good to know.
With Poodle's Gay Glitter Club mix, volume 1 and 2.
Volumes 1 and 2.
I'm going to make a new volume. People have been asking me, and it says, I'm going to make a new volume, but more modern country. I just haven't had the time.
How many songs are on it already?
No, a new, a more modern country that I enjoy. I thought of this when I was in Nashville.
No, I'm asking, how many songs are on your Honky Tonk mix?
Well, the
so
Honky
far?
Tonk's play mix is what I use when I drive Daddy down to Houston.
That
it's could be, five
that
sounds, hours long.
That sounds like a mix of its own. Driving Daddy down to Houston.
Driving Daddy down to Houston, telling cancer to kick its butt. We stopped at Sonic twice, but it wasn't enough.
Boy.
So.
Anyway.
Somebody is listening going, what the fuck happened to this Fuckboy Island show? That's why I came here.
Yo, you're getting mostly us and about a soupçon of Fuckboy Island. So this is interesting. She, because this is how I know CJ really hasn't really learned. She immediately, because Casey said, this guy's not, you're, all these guys are better than you, especially this guy. She's like, yeah, I think Sean and I have had some chemistry before. When? None of us have seen it.
This to me is the episode of this, and I've said
Jumping
it before.
The shark.
The show had too many men.
Yep.
Because they might have had that, but we've never seen it. But the editing would have shown us this.
Exactly.
So that way it made sense.
Exactly.
So it means they didn't
have it. That means
they
had nothing.
Because I think Sean is crazy hot. Like, I think
he is super hot. He is so boring for her.
She will
chew him up.
Sean is my type.
Yep.
This would never be your type.
No.
Ever.
I know what her type is. Her type is Casey.
You are CJ.
That's why I feel so strongly about her.
You get triggered more by her.
I do get triggered by
her. Whereas I'm like, oh, I could be best friends with her. Because I am best friends with her.
No, and I see her choices that she's making, and in the moment, if she just changed one little thing, everything would be different.
Yeah.
So the next thing, you guys, they are playing. What is this?
It is. But what she doesn't realize, I mean, y'all, Casey basically pissed like a dog on all of these men and put his scent on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And CJ totally played into it.
Right.
By trying to pursue. Because now there's OG Jared and Chris and Sean are all talking about this. But the thing that's the most interesting to me about a lot of this is new Jared is now starting to come as a person who's interested
who's
with
pursuing
CJ.
So this is the night and the ladies,
girls are out that night.
Ladies show up in another three garbage outfits.
Garrett, some more rags. Garrett's like,
I don't understand why Nikki is so put together and these women look like throw-offs from Wet Seal.
Yeah, I think it might be this elimination that they look really good. There was an elimination.
Oh, there was an elimination.
Like, CJ's wearing a bodysuit, and her hair's kind of up in, like, Princess Leia, and she looks amazing.
The eliminations are always fine. It's when they're meeting with the guys.
During
it's
the day, it's
hoochie
like,
hooch.
It's, or, yes, or maybe it does seem very like, hey, you guys, grab something out of the trunk and throw it on.
No.
It does seem that for the... So,
and Nikki is wearing this dress that looks like a macrame with all the rainbow.
No.
Oh, it was so ugly.
It was ugly. And so... This is that, and so Sean says, CJ, can I grab you? And he grabs CJ,
And Chris is talking about Josh is with Sarah. And
oh, we're way down here. Okay, never mind. I was looking at something else.
Is like making fun of Josh, saying he's like, look at it. He calls him dad.
I agree, I want to talk about the reason why Chris is doing that is because Sarah has an interest in Josh. And
yeah.
they have...
Which they've gone on dates before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they also have another... In the little bit of their sharing time, I think they're asked to stay over or something like that. I don't know. It's all confusing.
Yeah.
And Sarah and Josh are talking, and he's like, what's your favorite chip? And I went, wow.
Well, he was like...
Boring.
I was having chips, and it made me think of what's your favorite chip. Josh is my type.
Snoozers.
I'm so into Josh. He could just...
Boring. Oh, so, boring.
But I usually go for nice guys.
None of these three women, their type is not Josh.
But out of all of them, Sarah is the person that's really trying.
She's trying to, like...
She tries, but then Garrett keeps reeling her back.
I feel like there is a middle ground between the nice guys they have on this show who are in general boring. They're very attractive, but they are boring personalities.
Doesn't happen until guys are in their 30s.
Interesting.
Guys this hot with
are
this
all fuck
much
boys.
Game, are fuckboys in their 20s, y'all.
That is an interesting perspective.
And
I kind of agree with it.
It is... You can find them, but is it a unicorn? Find a guy who is in his late 20s, who's this hot, who wants to settle down with someone, either had something traumatic happen to them. They lost their mother when they're young. Something happened where they're like...
Yeah, I would agree.
Men don't mature. No.
Men are almost undateable
until
their 30s,
they got cancer when they were 22 or some shit like that.
Men are almost undateable until they get in their 20s. If you find...
You mean 30s?
30s. That's what I mean. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, something happened for them to have this levity in their life.
I agree.
So the nice guys
don't have personalities.
Some woman who's like 24 just went in her car and went, fuck!
Oh, God. My husband's a fuckboy.
So, y'all, I'm telling you now, if you're dating in your 20s, as Mother Poodle says, let it be. Take a pill. Get an IUD.
Open
put
your legs.
In your arm. Let men fuck you. Have fun. Don't worry about it.
Ride their dicks like tomorrow.
And then when you're 30, you're going to say, you know what? Now
it's
I'm going
to
think
for me
of,
to start dating.
Yeah.
Exactly. Seriously.
You're welcome. I just freed you up.
It's totally what I told every single one of my girlfriends.
I
totally believe that y'all... Men and their there are men, especially in a small town, and because people do settle down
and maybe
earlier.
Maybe if you're dating in like New York City East Coast vibe, men seem to grow up there in some ways a little bit because they're so career driven. But they're so career driven, they don't want to spend time.
Still fuck boys.
Yeah, y'all. So just wait.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Yeah. If you meet a boy from LA and he dresses really well and he's hot.
Unless you're looking on someone that's like specific, like maybe Christian Mingle.
Unless it's me.
Christian Mingle or like, what's it?
Farmers Only.
Jewish Date. What? J-Date.
J-Date.
Unless it's J-Date. Those type of people are looking more for religious-minded people.
Yeah.
They want to settle down a little easier.
I disagree.
But some people
who are on J-Date are not always the religious. It's more of a cultural shared history.
Oh, that's true as well. That's different. Yeah. So y'all just wait.
It's not 30s. Just that simple.
30s do it.
So, where were we?
We're going to get letters about that.
Yeah. How dare you? I am 22 and engaged.
I'm 22 and I'm in
love. To a beautiful man.
And I promise you, your husband won't cheat on you. Yeah, they won't.
That's why we have so many divorces in this country. Don't get married.
For
a lot of
reasons. Wow, we
so, I know. Don't you love when two gay men talk about marriage for straight people?
It is called an MFT, a marriage and family therapy. I haven't seen it. Just repeatedly.
So Colin is talking to Nakia, and he's disappointed he did not get the overnight because he felt like he deserved it.
We just want to say real quick. You skipped over it because it was kind of so boring. Sean and Sarah and Josh like totally make out again.
Yeah.
And Sarah's like, I don't get F5s from him at all.
Yep.
So we'll see. So, yes, Colin, Nakia. And so, yeah.
So
Colin's what? Disappointed that she picked Jared.
What is... What's going on when Takiyah's picker?
Takiyah says to him, I'm just really focused on figuring out, Colin, if you're an F-boy or not.
See, I think that's the only and thing that's says, in her brain.
But I think... Is it she who like, her best friend fucked her, the guy she was dating?
I think so.
So, like... We forget about that. Like, this isn't a normal dating show. And I think they could have brought... They picked women who've really been fucked over by guys. Or at least that's the narrative they set up.
Yeah, you're
even
right.
Even CJ, who seems like a beautiful model. She seems like she's the... She seems like kind of the bitchy, pretty girl.
I agree with you. But wow. But look at the patterns she's falling into. I'm looking at this from as Nakia.
Nakia's
Colin's being a complete asshole to her.
We have said from episode 2 that Colin's a total fuckboy.
And he's a dick.
CJ has said that Colin is a... Sarah has said he's a fuckboy.
That's what I'm
and
saying. Nakia's ready to say someone's a fuckboy who's not one of her guys.
Because Nakia is freaky deaky in bed.
I don't know. They need Dr. Pepper Schwartz or someone to come in and help her.
I kind of feel like Nakia, where you talk about you are so CJ, Nakia kind of, I feel like I've like her dating pattern is what I was so much.
Because my boy, those were terrible men.
Yeah, but remember my picker.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Own it. I'm just owning it.
That's true. Boy, I had to intervene so many times.
But we see ourselves, like, I know Jake's making out with this guy in the middle of the bar, and I'm going, I hope he doesn't go to prison for this, like, down the road. Like, I see it.
Yeah.
You saw it. We don't see in ourselves. And what I wish they would do...
He didn't go to prison for very long.
What I wish this show could, which would be a real cool thing for this show to do, is either, if you're not going to bring in the therapist, then give us more moments where the women are supporting the women to make better choices.
Amen.
And we don't get that.
Instead of... That would have been great. He's a fuckboy for sure.
Like, I wish every segment on the show, like... Before the elimination, they kind of do it, but I almost wish they call it like girl talk or whatever, where they all sit down and it's like a good conversation.
For them, it's still about trying to figure out who the fuckboys are, and they're instead of getting to know these people.
But I would love for CJ and Sarah to sit down and say, Nakia,
I know this is never going to happen.
I would love that, though.
They're kind of not good friends to her for that reason.
It's kind of not even not good friends. It's like they started saying the girls are here for each other, but then they're all just out on their own.
Yeah.
Not necessarily against one another, but just like...
When they get home, they just go to bed.
Yeah.
So they could pterodactyl and solve all the others' problems.
They even set up this idea of pterodactyl, and they don't.
I feel like
can
though,
we produce this show?
And when they do, they only do it is when they're in extreme distress and they need to band together against a kind of vengeful or a dangerous man.
Yeah,
it's never when they actually need it.
It's never when they actually need it. It's too late.
So the next thing is Colin Nakia. God. And so he's just basically, you guys, he's just flattering her.
Oh,
empty.
Yeah.
Empty. That is the way to get her to think that she... And the worst thing about Nakia is she listens to what other people say. She's like, is my thinking wrong? Oh, my... She doesn't trust her own version of
but
how
then
people are.
Sarah does the same thing where Sarah's starting to change, but then she's like, you know, when it comes to Garrett, I don't want to focus on the past, and I just... I see potential in him. And she even said, I know people are rolling their eyes at this. And I was. I wrote, Lord, 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 Lord,
well,
Lord, Lord, Lord.
I think it's because there are the two women on this show, Sarah and CJ, have only really had good physical chemistry with two people.
Yes. Where Nakia has connected with...
Well, But she, this Nakia doesn't even know who she has chemistry with because she's so.
But this is where I read it to Nakia, where you're. She's in this place of, I just enjoy the attention. I tell myself I have chemistry with everyone.
Exactly. Yep.
And when
she doesn't really know.
You know, because she doesn't have chemistry with Jared, because Jared doesn't have chemistry.
We're gonna save that for the final episode. If you haven't figured out what's different about Jared and not about the other boys.
That's what... Anyway, we're not telling a spoiler. We don't know.
Oh, come on.
But again, because it's the same thing, because then Nakia basically does... You can.
We are reading this show for filth, by the way.
If take out what we just saw with Nakia and Colin, just replace it with Jared, and Nakia is saying the same thing of, I don't know if he's a fuckboy
yep.
or not.
Yep. And she thinks they have chemistry, but she's letting the guys do all... She's letting the guys drive the ship, you guys, even though she's trying not to.
Yes.
So the next thing, of course, Garrett and Sarah are talking about, and he apologizes to her, and he says, moving forward, I'm going to be very, very honest, and she is going to give him the second chance.
It is. She is going to give him this. But don't forget, we did get a little bit of Chris. And there's very quick, but new Jared is talking to CJ. They're trying to kind of get a little bit of a relationship.
Yeah. Do you believe any of this?
And then, I don't know. It just seems so soon. If new Jared had been there from the get-go.
But no, this felt like his shtick. This felt like 10-minute speed date, you guys.
We'll talk about it next episode.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of them in episode 7.
But
they get cock-blocked by somebody with long
Jomar.
Hair. Could not remember his name.
Well, anyway, he comes up and not like every, like all the other guys, they kind of take the dude code of, yeah, we're all going to kind of do that. Except for him, this guy and Chris. And he's like, no, I'm not moving.
Well, yeah, because Chris is talking to Sarah.
We're talking about Chris does that later on.
Well, no, I'm making the compare that okay. Because this happened because new Jared's kind of like, I don't want to move. And Jomar is like, and CJ says, you know, well, let's give him his time. And
right.
So she talks to Jomar. And the same thing happens where Sarah and Chris are talking. And Chris is like, I just want you to know I'm totally focused on you, Sarah. I want to make that clear. And Sarah's like, I'm so glad you're on my team. And I went, you're an idiot. He's a fuckboy.
Yeah.
And then Josh.
Josh comes over.
Who's already had time with Sarah.
Yeah.
Interrupts. And Chris gets so upset by this.
And it's interesting because later on.
What does he think? She's a dog on a leash?
Later on. Yeah. Thanks for standing up for her. Later on, they're talking about so-and-so being. They're in the group talking. And Sarah's like. They said. And Chris is like, it's a bitch move. To Josh.
Yeah.
It's a bitch move. So again, using that word,
but
which
again,
Josh did not like.
Chris knows
right.
that's how you attack a guy, is
right.
you attack their masculinity.
He's actually the smartest person in the game.
Oh,
I don't like it, but he is.
Especially to say that to a black man, that's a real yeah. big trigger of not
so
being feminine.
You guys,
he's the smartest guy.
Then they ask Sarah, and she's like, well, you shouldn't have said that, but she's like, if I wanted to keep talking, I would have said no. Let's keep talking.
And I like that Sarah, because Sarah basically said no. Remember,
no, she's learning. She's getting
I'm in control of this. I can control who I talk to and who I don't talk to. It's not for guys to have a pissing contest.
But she did it in a way that was matter of fact, and it
unemotional,
and it wasn't like CJ or when Nakia does it.
And Josh, Chris is totally shut down by that, so
right.
he realizes...
Because there's nothing else you can say.
The only way he can do it, though, is to keep pushing, is to keep nagging and fighting with Josh about
right.
it.
Right. Later on at Limbro, we're in group therapy, and they're holding the conch of confidentiality.
That was pretty
funny.
And
if you speak, you get conch blocked.
You get cock blocked. And so Nikki's like...
The soft music in the background is playing, y'all.
It's so funny. And they're like... Casey says, I want to take my shirt off. She's like, please, whatever you do, comfortable. That makes me comfortable.
And if these men were better actors, they could have not broken, but they're laughing.
They're laughing. They're laughing.
That's the thing. That's the one thing that's missing, I think, a little bit.
When Peter said, when she's, Anthony's like, yeah, I hit my rock
Peter's
bottom.
Peter's so funny.
He's so funny. He's like saying, was having a lot of sex. And Peter says, yeah, I was hitting a lot of G-spots just repeatedly. just repeatedly.
And she's like, "Oh, you mean you were banging the pussy, then you'd break their hearts."
And he's like, "Yeah, that's what I'm doing."
Then they say the F-boy serenity prayer, y'all.
Grant me the humility. What is it?
I missed it.
Grant me the humility to the women I'm trying not to bang.
Yes.
And please give me the wisdom to wear a condom.
No, send a text in the morning to the ones I am.
Yes, yes.
And give me the wisdom to wear a condom.
And I fell out. It's pretty funny.
I bet that was unscripted. I bet that was improvised.
Oh, it was all just her. Yeah. So, y'all, they play this game, funny. Which
douche
is...
Douche tank. Yeah, which douche tank.
Basically, the guys stand under a bucket. You know what? Before we get into douche tank, let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but... that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
no one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love.
It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Song Finch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Y'all ready for this?
It's so loud. So this
poodle react. I don't know why, but you we've done it before. You react to it so much.
I wish you turned the volume in it on it down. It is so high.
It's down.
What did you just deafen yourself by listening to your own honky tonk music? My ears are just sensitive.
I guess
my fill in the blank is just sensitive.
I guess.
So this game, you guys, this is to find out if the guys are listening when the women have talked about
things.
I
actually thought this was a smart game.
It is, but then they don't follow through with it.
They don't follow through. But it is a smart. But it does help Nakia. It does help. This did work well for Nakia, who kind of, and so y'all, Greg is the first one, you know, Greg with the beard, who is just like,
fuck, marry, kill. Y'all, fuck, there's no way to get out of fuck, marry, kill with these three women.
No way. And so Greg kind of is like,
he's going to get dunked.
I'll marry Nakia. Oh, no. And Nakia's like,
fuck
no.
Nakia.
Yeah, he's just going to get wet. And but this is classic Nakia, because Nakia said, I just wanted to see him all wet. And I went, and that's the problem,
I know,
honey.
I know.
That's the problem.
So, new Jared, this is a question. She's like, how high of sex partners that CJ would have would make you not interested? And he starts talking. He's like, well, it's not about how many sex partners, but or how very little she has. But doesn't
it? And he just keeps going
like,
and going.
I prefer it's a low number. She's like, all right, boom. Because it's slut shaming, basically.
And then OG Jared gets up.
Oh,
and,
Jesus.
And again, all the question is
which
simple.
Which is a better match? See, none of these are things the women has told them. I don't get it.
Well, but she says, why are you a better match than Colin? And but this is, OG can't even, OG Jared is like, well,
I think we connect in a way that's tailor-made for us to be together.
It's very such a generic, simple and blah,
and when he
blah,
said
blah.
That response, that solidified to me. I went, he's a fuckboy.
Yeah.
I didn't know with OG Jared. I've been back and forth, like, he's extra. And we'll find out. We don't know yet. But to me, in my mind, I went, fuckboy. Because the fact that he spent a lot of time with Nakia, and the fact that he gave this generic great value response.
We couldn't tell either one, because there's something else about OG
Jared, too.
I don't know what it is.
But Nakia said, I wish she would have said something about my character.
Then, but she says, then she's like, I'm not simple. And then Chris basically has to apologize to Josh.
Nikki says, Chris, you owe, because we didn't really talk about this a lot, y'all, but they get into a, we should talk about this. Chris kept pushing Josh
about
him being a dad and being a bitch move. And as soon as he said bitch move, y'all, this is what I need to process.
No, the thing
Josh got really upset. And Josh, who's always been kind of Mr. Dad, nice guy, was like, he was like, oh, you want to press me? You want to press me, bro? And Josh starts standing up and get really riled
you
up.
You like the boring guys, but you kind of want them to be a bad guy.
I'm Nakia. I'm telling you, I know that I want the I want you to be nice to me. I don't want you to play games to me. But I am a man who will fight for your honor.
That's bitchy.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
It's what I want.
But tell me, as somebody who dates, who's had an exclusive bad guy, did Josh become a little bit more attracted to you when he got riled up like that?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, he's just boiled potatoes for me. He's gorgeous.
Because when he did that, I went, oh, now I understand you might choke me a little bit.
But at the same
time, I've got to process
what
that.
What do you talk about? What are your conversations like?
Wasn't thinking about conversations.
Well, you have to do something before and after they fuck you.
Ass up in the air, fuck me like I just don't care. Ooh, ooh.
So let's...
Anyway, but Chris apologizes. Josh doesn't really take it. He's like, that wasn't... Nikki was like, was that acceptable? And Josh is like, no, not really. Duh. But so... anyway, so Chris tries to talk about... Chris immediately gets doused because he's a fuckboy.
Jomar. He's never been in a long-term relationship.
He gets doused for that. Welcome.
Doesn't know how many tattoos he has.
He doesn't get doused, though. We don't see we don't see him get doused. And then Fernando, his question is, what's a great form of foreplay? And he doesn't even really kind of answer.
Yeah, I think they think this. You're right. There was just too many boys. There's too many boys, everyone.
This show should have started.
Boys are coming out of the woodwork.
Should have been eight fuck boys, eight nice guys. That's what the show should have been.
Yep.
And now we would have been whittled down to like four guys each, and they would have started developing relationships with a lot more guys.
Yep. Agreed.
Because this is just taken again. This is someone who starts y'all Bachelor. Bachelor is 22 episodes. Or no, 15, 16 episodes.
No, 22.
This show...
Or maybe it is 15 or 16.
This show is 10.
Yep.
This person produced The Bachelor.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
They should know, we got to get more guys. Because The Bachelor, too, way earlier, is dropping like... They're doing double eliminations, triple eliminations.
It's a different network, too.
I know, but it's a different... But you've got to like... You got to cut fat.
Yep, I agree. So the next thing is, why'd you have to go say cut fat?
Because now you want like a hamburger.
Yes.
You know what? I said it too, and I immediately thought of just a burger with fat fries.
Yummy.
Why did I say it? Anyway, y'all. So Garrett is talking to Sarah again, and Sarah's the question. Garrett is, how did you go on a dating show and not, like, she's like, and not know what the girls are going to say back home? And he was back saying,
we were
just fuck buddies. And Sarah said, yeah, not buying it. And she douses him.
Sean, he said, who are you most interested in? He says, interested in CJ, of course. And she's fine.
He said she has a strong character. And CJ's like, he's an angel. I don't know what I did to deserve Sean. And this,
there could be Sean doesn't have a chance in hell.
No.
She doesn't. She even at her most reformed, she doesn't want an angel.
Y'all, because if somebody says, I'm going to be honest, if somebody says, I don't know what I did to deserve a nice guy like that.
They don't think they do.
That's a self-worth question.
Yep.
Because to be honest, the reason why I wanted nice guys, because I used, when as I got older and I started dating, I would say, because I'm a good person and I deserve a good,
you
nice
You are a good
person.
Person.
You are too. And we're still don't working on you. Anyone. We're don't still working on you getting that nice guy thing, though. You're getting a little better.
And
it's
like
been a
em.
Slow roll
I
for
like
you.
Em.
But you know
I don't
you,
like em.
You know you need, I don't. Y'all, Poodle is a conundrum to me of what type of guy. Well, actually, honestly, and we'll talk about it later, Poodle needs a new Jared.
And no.
I see. I think CJ needs a new Jared.
No.
You need someone who
someone
has this
who's,
bite in them, but is
no, I need someone,
past playing the games.
That, yes, but I don't need someone who's a dick like new Jared is. New Jared's a dick.
But you would totally be into him,
no,
I think.
No, that this is the thing. At this point, we've watched the episode now. What did you think new Jared was? F-boy, nice guy.
We can't tell them yet.
But I'm saying, what did you think?
I think new Jared is an F-boy.
Yeah. But he's a very obvious one to me.
Yeah.
And I don't like his whole vibe. I see him with all the other guys. He can't even get along with them.
Yeah.
It totally turns me off.
Oh, okay. I see that. We'll talk about that more. So, anyway, y'all. They're going to. So, that's kind of it.
Colin, they said, who's a better match? Blah, blah, blah. New Jared or blah, blah. Or old Jared.
Colin. It's y'all, you realize Colin and OG Jared are the same.
Yeah, they are.
He's a bullshitter too. And
Colin's a more devious version.
And Nakia finally kind of sees, like, wait a minute, you spent this much time with me. You were able to see me, know me. Y'all,
he said
Colin is her Casey. He knows nothing about her.
You do music, and she's like, I'm more than music.
He's like, you do music and you're a personal stylist. And she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I've shared really intimate things with you. If it's hard for y'all to answer that question, bye. She dounces him. And then Nakia walks away and she says, I'm not really interested in both of them at this point. And you think, wow, Nakia really turned. Nakia's finally seen that this and oh, no. because the three women get to choose a guy for the night and Nakia chooses Greg! Beardy McGee. Y'all, as they're playing...
Beardy McFuckboy.
As they're playing the douche game, Greg is over there. They're cutting it. He's just combing his beard with a fucking comb.
Y'all, Greg...
He's like a magical leprechaun, and the comb is his power.
We've known that Greg was an F-boy from day one.
Like Garrett,
one.
Just... Oh.
Yeah. It wasn't even a question.
CJ chooses Sean, and Sarah... chooses Garrett. So y'all, they're
talking about.
So Sarah, that's where Sarah's talking to Garrett. And she's like, "You're very entrepreneurial. That's why I like you." And
this
Garrett's
is
like,
such
"Yeah,
a
I'm an
stupid own. Conversation."
It's an and y'all and Garrett asks her like, "What's your?
I don't even know what that means. You're very entrepreneurial. Does it mean you're?" You're all about business and you're...
I feel like when people say they're entrepreneurial, it means they don't want to go to college.
Is that what it is?
I feel like when they say, I don't want to go to college, and I feel like for my partner, to be honest, like he, when we first met, he kind of said those kind of things, and then he realized, oh, I need to go to school and get my MBA.
Yeah.
So to back up what I'm selling and actually have... And now he's a much more professional kind of... But a lot of these...
To me, it's a scammer thing when people say entrepreneurial.
It's very like...
It feels like, for me, it's like, how can I get something for nothing?
It's like a very Grant Cardone.
Who
is an actual real estate person who I used to like, except for he just posted. He said, come work for me at my company where we're not going to take away your freedom and make you get a vaccine. And I thought...
No thanks.
Unsubscribe to you, Grant Cardone.
Yeah, that entrepreneurial
Hope
spirit.
You don't have a cousin who has to rent a Suburban and go from Florida to Oklahoma to get back because they didn't take a vaccine.
That entrepreneurial spirit often goes hand in hand with that
kind
of thinking.
My cousin, Aunt Darla's son, is doing better.
thanks for that update. We've only heard about it on every podcast.
And Darla's been very stressed.
So the next thing, Garrett is saying, I have some questions for you. And I'm like, if I was Sarah, I'd be like, I have questions for you.
The thing, and Garrett says, what type of foreplay do you like?
Sigh.
She doesn't know how to answer, because if somebody's asking you that, they're an F-boy.
Yep. And the next thing is...
He's like, do you like dirty talking? She's like,
Then, do you want to kiss me?
And we hear Garrett saying, he's like, I like girls that are freaky deek. He's like, y'all, because he is dirty.
He is dirty. He is going to pop a finger in your butthole.
Oh, he is. And he says, do you want to kiss me? And of course she does. So they...
Yeah.
And I was like,
smooth. This is rough because they... This is the kind of guy she normally dates. And... This is the kind of guy she has sexual chemistry with.
I think
it's rough.
The thing with Sarah that is,
unfortunately, you have to find. I'm sorry, just let me finish this.
Sure.
Unfortunately, you have to find someone who you have quasi instant chemistry with, who's also not an asshole.
Yes, and Sarah, if she had a Hallmark movie, it would be called Sarah Plain and Fucked Over.
She's not plain, though.
But, I mean, I feel like, though, she's not plain, but I think that she is... Sarah is gorgeous.
She's a little world-weary. She's been fucked over.
She's been fucked over. And, like, y'all, CJ and Nakia, the insides match who you get on the outside.
Yeah.
Sarah is so gorgeous, but I think... She almost has this kind of, I'm from Grover's Corners.
She's quite introverted.
I'm introverted.
Yeah.
I'm more soft-spoken.
Yeah.
But when you see her, she looks like a fucking model.
But, you know,
and I bet guys totally see her, and then they realize she's a sheep.
Yeah.
And they just have fucked her over so much.
And she's also, she gives people lots of chances.
Yes.
She's very trusting.
Yes. Oh, by the way, are you still thinking about a hamburger and fat fries? I am too. And so, just want to put that out there.
I actually got hungry as soon as she said it, and now I'm starving.
I'm going to have
to finish this podcast
soon. I'm
going to
have to snack after this podcast. But for Sarah, it breaks my heart for her, because she is passive. And she lets guys, but what I appreciate what Sarah's trying to do, she's probably always let guys take the control.
This is the first time
the good thing with her finding out Garrett is a fuckboy, she is trying to take the reins back.
She has the power.
So it's very inspiring to watch her.
And I will say, she's the one who's grown the most. This is episode 5.
For sure.
She's grown the most.
I would argue, you probably won't agree with me, I think Nakia's grown the least.
I would agree.
Oh, you would? Okay, I thought you'd say... Because CJ is trying, but she's just... When you're that pretty and you look like... That's a problem, y'all. When you're Cersei and you look like Cersei and you have the power of Cersei to not be Cersei, you've got to give up
Nakia
that power.
I'm going to call her Cersei. Nakia and CJ are kind of the same level for me. I don't see a lot of...
I think CJ is smart enough to know the awareness. She knows that she needs to let
Nakia
is like,
she's not even anywhere. She's just seeing dicks near her face.
She is, because y'all, Nakia is with bearded fucking.
And he's talking about love language. She's like, oh my God, there's more to it.
And I went,
honey, he read a fuckboy book.
He read a fuckboy book.
And
as soon as a guy who's that pretty talks about love language,
he knows what
to
do.
He's basically saying, how do I get in your pants the
quickest? How do I unzip your pants quickly?
And she totally, he just was like, vroom.
Yeah. Boy, she needs a lot of help. So,
yes.
And then CJ's talking to Sean. Again, even though you can tell she's trying to muster
really
it
trying.
Up, there's nothing there, y'all.
And I think she's honestly trying. I think CJ is telling herself, this is who you should like. This is who she He's gorgeous. He's beautiful.
But there's no chemistry.
Even when they're waiting for a kiss, she says, he's moving real slow. And they finally kiss. And it's just like
you
a peck.
You can tell there's nothing.
And CJ even says, in the back of my mind, am I thinking, am I just rebounding? Am I just rebounding? Because Sean is there. He's stable. He's open-hearted. But does it really feel nice right now?
So then we are in, we're all of a sudden in Nice Guy Grotto. Again, the secret scene.
They're actually.
Mark and Matt are actually baking.
They're baking, and then they just start feeding one another.
I
went to a place.
And did you see where when he just took his hand and this was definitely coached, you guys. I would have liked to been there.
I would like to have been there.
I'll be your intimacy coordinator if you need me.
Please don't demolish that. But that's true.
I will be your if you're in a show where you need two men to be slightly romantic with one another, I'll mirror and show them how to behave.
That business card of Poodle says Poodle Boudreaux intimacy coordinator tagline, let's get inappropriate.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
Anyway.
It's interesting.
And then at one point one says, you're pretty good with your fingers.
You know how he said, like, OG Jared, y'all, he gay. Mark, we wondered if he was gay.
Now I don't think he is.
I don't think he is because when I see him with other guys, he doesn't have to do that rooster competing for a woman. And let me tell, well, I think he's just kind of a...
He Instagrammed us.
Oh, yeah, he did.
And said, your show's hilarious. Don't really get the Judy Garland reference.
You're not gay.
That's how we know.
But also, too, I think it's interesting of what happens when guys who are nice guys who... feel like they have to put on a show to compete for the women. And I bet he's, it's a whole other show, but I went, I wonder what the nice guys are like when they're not having to like
compete. They're not awkward.
They're not awkward. They're just themselves. Right. They're able to be funny in a genuine way.
Yep. So,
because y'all, CJ is like his worst nightmare. A woman that beautiful. He's like, that date was terrible.
So, y'all, let's get to eliminations.
Let's do.
CJ is eliminating new Jared. And
yes, CJ's eliminating new. Yes,
Joe
yes,
Marr.
Yes.
Now, see, this is interesting. Why do you think she eliminated if she was trying to have some chemistry with him?
Why CJ eliminated Joe Marr?
Yeah. No, why new Jared and Joe Marr? Joe Marr, obviously.
I think, again... CJ is always going to put up somebody she likes that she's not going to eliminate because she wants to scare them.
Which is shitty.
It's a control thing.
Yeah. And, ugh.
Yeah. It's shitty, but if you were on a reality show, I think you would do that. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe.
You would 100%.
Maybe.
I don't mean that as a dig. I mean, I know you.
You know what,
and
though?
You would do that.
If I was in a game, if I was for a gameplay... If the gameplay was to beat someone else for money, very different. If I'm on there to find love, I'm not going to be like that.
And I think that's hard, though, because we don't know how the show's going to happen with money.
I would want to beat the other girls!
But we don't know how the money is distributed.
I know how the money's not going to be distributed. How money works is because our whole system of who wins things is based on who deserves it most ethically.
Yeah.
Who plays the game ethically the most. This is not ethical play.
No. So, yeah.
So, that's how that works. CJ is not going to win the money.
So.
Unless she gets together with someone like they did on Too Hot to Handle and they form, quote, like Lana would say, meaningful relationships.
So she says with Joe Marr, she's like, you're sweet, but you haven't had a lot of relationships.
And let's be honest. Let's look at you. You're a fuckboy.
And new Jared, she's like, yeah, I don't. And new Jared says, well, I think we both would be beautiful on the cover of Maxim, which is a way to talk to her. And so.
But just like the douchery spewing out of this guy's mouth, y'all.
I think he knows. He just knows how to talk to her.
Yeah.
Because he knows not to go too deep with her too quickly.
Yeah, that's true. That was what Casey did.
Yep. Sarah chooses welcome, and she was like, and Chris, she said, the argument with Josh just left a sour taste in my mouth. Nakia chooses Colm. She's like, you didn't know me at all. And Nakia chooses OG Jared.
These blew me away.
I was impressed with her that she made those.
But I'm saying, who is her backups now? If she was going to, so she has Greg, who else?
No one.
That's crazy.
She has no one because she doesn't choose good guys. Because she's only dated fuckboys.
And I guess Fernando was wanting to get in the mix.
Maybe
somewhere.
This is, and so she says, like, she's like, you know, Jared, you know what, you and I have a great connection, but I doubt your words. And then OJ Jared said, I just need to say that.
I could actually be able to fall for a person like you.
Maybe if you put a strap on. I mean, I think I'm falling for you. And Nikki went, wait a minute. Are
yes.
you saying you're falling in love with her? And he said, and then,
well, potentially.
Get ready, because this episode and next episode, OG Jared describes many a times what falling in love is.
It's spectacular.
I fell in love with love.
It's not, you know, there's a gradual process.
You know, when you fall in love, I mean, like, you're actually falling.
You're
like,
making yourself vulnerable.
You could fall on your face, or you could fall, like, you know how, like, when they tell you at Starbucks there's that new cinnamon latte, and you're like, oh, I'm falling for this latte. Y'all, it makes no fucking sense.
It's kind of like how you can't decide who your favorite character in Mean Girls is.
And Nakia, y'all, Nakia says, oh my gosh, I love that he's in touch with his emotions. And I went,
You've learned nothing.
Hopeless.
I know.
You're hopeless.
I wrote down lost cause.
You're not going to learn from this, honey. Just go date a concert promoter and be done with this.
Go date a club promoter
and be done.
And then just tell him not to tell you when he cheats on you.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Nikki says, guess what, bitches? We're doing things differently.
It's a twist.
Tonight, all of you have to reveal your status.
And they're like, wait, everybody?
Everyone. Everybody.
And when she said status, I thought that OG Jared was going to say, positive for gonorrhea.
Yeah, positive. Yep. Yep. So, y'all... So now
we're going through it.
We're going through it.
We can now, y'all, this was, I was taken aback here.
This was great.
This is
what the shows realize. If they realize not all of them are going to be with nice guys, because they're not attracted to nice guys. So we've got to flip the table. So that way now it becomes, can we turn the F-boys?
So I would argue that the concept of you liking a show for cotton candy is now over.
And I will, and next episode I was kind of like,
I was now dug into the show more.
Which makes sense, because especially as a therapist, I'm interested in patterns and dating patterns and, like, choosing. And so this is just going to be, can a leopard change their spots?
Yes.
And I'm less interested in that. But we'll see how they do it.
I'm more engaged, which is interesting.
So y'all, folks, here we go. Josh, we find out, is...
Nice guy.
We knew.
I knew that one.
Welcome.
Fuck boy.
Welcome's a nice guy.
No, fuck boy. You wrote it down wrong.
I wrote it down. I thought he was a nice guy. I got that one wrong, too. I thought he was a nice guy. He's a fuck bar. Jomar.
Come on.
F-boy. I got that right. Did you get that right, too?
Sean.
Fernando.
Oh, nope.
I
didn't write Fernando.
Fernando, I wrote nice guy.
I did too.
And okay, that's true. Sean, come on, nice guy. We got that right. Greg,
come on,
F-boy, that beard. We all knew.
Yep.
Colin,
fuck boy. Yep.
And which I thought he was a fuck boy. You thought he was a fuck boy too, right? Okay.
If I don't say, I'll tell you.
New Jared. Fuck boy.
No. Nice guy.
Or no, I said fuck boy.
Oh, yeah.
New Jared is a nice guy.
Bull. I
thought he was a fuck boy.
I thought he was a fuck boy.
But he's a nice guy.
This is the only one I disagree with.
Which
he's not, strangely, he's not been nice to most of the other men.
He hasn't been nice to the men. He's been solely focused on the game, which seems like an F boy move.
Yeah. He's just so predatory.
CJ even says they stop the game. CJ's like, I'm shook, blown away. We're all kind of like,
you know what, and I use that word. He seems predatory, like he's like seeking out.
Yeah, he does. We find out, y'all. Chris is an F boy.
Yep.
Come on, Garrett.
We knew
Garrett.
He does say, I came here as an F boy, but there's a person I can change. They all go, ha ha.
Because then they show literally of him saying, like, I'm going to dick your girl down good.
Oh, it was so gross. It's so gross.
And Sarah's just like, what? I really like him, but I can't trust him. I can't believe. And I'm like, Sarah, come on.
Yeah, this is, she's blind to chemistry, while as Nakia's blind to everything.
Yeah.
She just wants to be loved.
And OG Jared, cliffhanger, we don't know.
We don't know.
What his status is. I think OG Jared, I wrote, what do you think? He's a nice guy.
I wrote nice guy.
I wrote nice guy as well. So I think OG Jared's a nice guy. But we won't know until episode 6. So y'all, we're going to jump in. We're going to both have a snack and then jump into the next podcast, and we'll let you know. So go to realitygazepodcast.com. That's where you can find out all of our shiznits. Hey, y'all, if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, we really appreciate if you put 5 stars and give us a review. And even if you don't know, right, keep going, Queens. We appreciate that.
Keep going, Queens.
And y'all, if you live in the Los Angeles area and you happen to be a fuck boy
with a big old D,
come fuck us.
Come fuck us.
Come fuck us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.